caught up with Richo, by the way, and just today, just on Dusty, he's 100% adamant he will stay at the Tigers.
As if Richo would know.
Oh, he's got some pretty good ins at Richmond.
As if Richo would know if Dusty's going to stay or not.
I hope this gets played on your other podcast with Richo.
Well, the thing about Richo is that he doesn't listen to a lot of stuff. So it's not going
to
get
I'll back. Text it to him.
You can text it to him. As if Richo would know if Dusty's staying or not.
Legends have good links to their old clubs.
Yeah, okay. Can we just ask Richo for next week's Tats Lotto numbers as well?
Yeah,
because I could really use it. So are we going all the way back when Dusty was first linked with leaving Richmond?
Yeah.
Okay.
2013.
Gee, decade ago.
I was working for the Footy Show.
We were babies.
Yeah. Do you remember what you were doing in 2013?
Yeah.
Was that the Siege night? Was that 2013?
No, 2013, I was the majority of the year I was inebriated in Europe.
Oh, to be back there.
Doing South Croatia.
I know a few people get doing that this year. Very jealous.
Jumping off bridges in Bosnia.
Yeah. Okay, stop there.
It was a good time.
It's getting cold in Melbourne. 2013, we got a tip that Dusty was going to meet the Giants in Sydney.
Okay, so sorry, you're at the Footy Show?
Yep.
Working with Damo?
Working under Damien Barrett.
And this is when the Footy Show was the show?
Yeah.
Right, like, so it was Gary and JB at that time?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was like rating high hundreds of thousands, mm-hmm. prime time on a Thursday.
Yeah.
It was basically get your popcorn ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damo slot was must watch.
Must watch. Some of my favourite TV.
Yeah, Sam was still up and about. We got a tip that Dusty was going to meet the Giants in Sydney. Now, it was the morning after the media awards.
Speaking of inebriated.
I had a drink or two. But
at least be upfront about it.
Still found my way to the airport for a 7 a.m. flight out of Melbourne.
You did?
Yes.
Amazing from you. Well done.
Now, we had a tip that he was meeting the Giants in Sydney, but no idea where.
So what time of the year is this?
September. It was finals. I was prelim final week, I reckon, or semi-final week of the finals.
Okay, so I'm just thinking back to 2013. Richmond went out to Carlton after Essendon got kicked out of the finals.
Nick Dygan year.
Nick, yeah, that was that year in front of 96,000, the elimination final that Richmond lost. Okay, so Richmond are just coming off the back of a disappointing finals exit, a game they really would have expected to have won.
Yep.
Dusty's looking at GWS.
Yep. He's had a few run-ins with Richmond, you could say. He's sort of been in and out of favour with the Tigers.
Yeah, I reckon.
They'd put Mark Williams around him, Choco, to support him with a bit of extra support, a bit of welfare.
He turned up late to training once or twice because he was living with Dan Connors at the time. Putting pieces together? Is that sort of few years?
Yeah.
Yep.
I get put on a flight from Melbourne to Sydney, 7 a.m, told find Dusty and his manager, Ralph Carr, meeting with the Giants. As you know, Sydney's a big place.
Sorry, I just want to slow down here. When you say, I was told, find Dusty, who's telling you that?
The powers that be at the Footy Show.
Come on. No. We name names on this show.
Damo?
Yep.
Hutchie was still sort of involved at the Footy Show then, from memory.
Gary.
Tim Cleary, the EP of the Footy Show.
Great operator.
Adam Rowe, I believe, was working.
Rowe, wow. Who's now, of course, one of the minds behind the front bar.
Yes. And
great man.
Going very well, Rowe. Find Dusty meeting with the Giants.
This is an exciting time for you to be a journo. Like, you're dealing with big names that are expecting a lot of you.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by this. Go on.
And thought, I've got no idea, offices, cafes, restaurants, where. I'm just going to go to the new Giants facilities that were still under development. We're talking like they've just started being built at the Homebush facility where they now train out of.
Yes.
So their facility's about 10 years old now.
Which is just in the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere, 45 minutes from the airport.
Yep.
Had a cameraman pick me up from the airport, a Channel 9 camo out of Sydney, and they'd assigned two cameras to this job.
Amazing.
So I'm getting picked up. Never met the cameraman. One's picked me up. One's met me at Homebush. And the task is to meet Dusty, to try and find Dusty.
Two camera Cleary.
Yeah. It was a big job. We had to try and do our best. Now, I was on the ground. I was on foot with one of the crews in a crew car. We had another crew next door in a multi-level car park. There's like a, I don't know if you've been to the Giants. There's like a five-story car park next door.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There was a camo in his car on the top of that car park, almost like a sniper ready to.
And that's where the shot came from, because I'm picturing the shot right now.
Yeah. I'm there for an hour, nervous, not sure what's going on, no sign of Dusty. Three or four Skodas rock up, who was the major sponsor of the Giants at the time. There's a foreman or the site manager of the new facility comes and opens the gates at the front. These four cars roll in. Now, the gates, the concrete gates at the front are all sort of with mesh over them, so I couldn't really see in. I'm ringing the cameraman who's on top of the building next door saying, any sign of who's there? He said, yeah, I think there's a guy with a neck tattoo putting on a high-vis shirt and a
hard hat,
similar to what we wore in our tradies photo shoot.
Yeah, because I brought my own from home. Yep.
I said, please roll on him, stay on him. Then you've got Rolf Carr, Stephen Silvani, list manager of the Giants at the time, Gubby Allen, head of footy of the Giants at the time, Dave Matthews, CEO of the Giants at the time.
I've got tingles. This is amazing.
And the foreman.
And the foreman.
Who's giving them the tour. And it's basically a shell of a building right there. There's the pool. That's where the players will warm up. There's the gym. But there was a basic layout. You couldn't really make much of it. I've run around on foot to try and get around the other side. Like, we're talking 150 metres.
But isn't it all fenced anyway?
It's all fenced, but I thought on the other side there won't be the mesh because
you'd be able to see through the bars.
So from the footy oval, you're able to see on the other side through the bars.
Right.
In the hope of getting some vision or some clear sight, or even be able to try and doorstop someone or what. Lee Merrick, who was the media manager at the time for the Giants, I remember him catching me on foot and trying to sort of get me off because I was on private property, really. It was a Giants facility. Got asked to leave. The Giants, to their credit, then arranged.
Got asked to leave, please.
The Giants, to their credit, then arranged a one-on-one with Stephen Silvani.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
At the Giants ground, so stone's throw away, where the Giants play their footy. Did a one-on-one with Sauce, committed to their interest in Dusty. Massive story at the time. Had all the vision. The guy at the top of the car park had nailed the shot. I still remember it was about 2-3 o'clock at this stage after I've done Sauce. Had to get the disc back to Melbourne because to drive it from Homebush into the city was going to be too hard and too long in order for me to get back to Melbourne in time. So I flew.
Just to explain to everyone, if this had happened today,
yeah,
they would just wirelessly send it back with, what's it called? A
TVU or a Dejero.
Dejero, yeah.
But by the time I went from Homebush to Channel 9 in the CBD, then to the airport, it was going to be too late for me to get back. So I flew with the disc. I can still remember.
Oh.
There's only one disc. It's not like it's saved on the camera.
Oh, you're holding a plate of gold.
And I remember walking into the footy show, ingesting it. I hadn't really seen the vision properly at this stage because you're looking at it on the little screen on the cameraman's screen. And there's Dusty. There's all the guys with their hard hats and their high-vis shirts. And it led the footy show that night. 24 hours later, Giants released a statement saying, we've pulled out of the Dusty race. There was a mix of factors there. I think
why did they pull out ultimately?
It was